Casey. Good morning, Ed. Please come out. This is K0KON.
Kilo Lima 5, Oscar Golf. This is Kilo Lima 5, Oscar Golf. Jim in Fairbanks.
Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo Lima, Linda, California.
Okay, very good. It's interesting, though, the pattern of check-ins. For the last few weeks, we just had a trickle right at the beginning of the net, two or three stations at the most, and then it would pick up in the second hour. Now it's just reversed. So anyway, we're happy to have them, that's for sure. No problem there. We've got K6GRL Linda and Jim back home in Fairbanks, KL5OG. How you doing, Jim? Over to you.
This is KL5OG. I'm at my daughter's house sitting and dog sitting. They're in on vacation for a week, not the usual 2 weeks in January. So I just have to watch two dogs now. They got another dog from the shelter, and it hasn't gotten used to me yet. They got that thing just before I went on my month-long vacation, and I'd only seen it once, and it was barking like crazy, and even kind of bit my pant leg, not my leg itself. But it's also done that twice already in the last 3 days I've been here. It's a miniature poodle Maltese dog, and I'm telling you, it's a handful. These small dogs like Chihuahuas, they just make up for their size with their bark. It's actually kind of funny. But let's see. Okay, the question of the day. This morning, of course, I'm up in the bedroom, and the dogs like to go out at about 7:30. And I'm noticing when I woke up, it was 8 o'clock on the iPhone, which automatically changed time. So I'm thinking, well, good. It means their clocks in their little brains is actually 7 o'clock. They don't change time. They think it's still 7. So I still had half an hour. And I usually get up anyway for the nets. And I can't do the 20-meter net Alaska Pacific emergency net because I didn't bring my radio with me here, and they're not out on weekends anyway. I think I'm going to time out. Back to you.
Yeah, when I had my little dog, I really didn't need an alarm clock anymore. They are creatures of habit for sure. Hey, so let's see. If you went from Alaska to Florida on your last trip, you would have thawed out. Now, what happens when you go to from Florida to Alaska? You probably bring enough heat with you that you don't even need to plow the snow. It just melts in front of you, right? Over to you. Hey, and by the way, I thought your daughter just went to where was it? Thailand? Was it Thailand? Back to you.
They went to Vietnam in January, and my son-in-law does a lot of snow plowing. They have a company that does landscaping in the summer and then snow removal in the winter, and he put in a lot of hours in the last week or so, from what I understand. So, and it's spring break for the kids, the two grandsons. So, yeah, they're down in Monument Valley. They rented a camper van, and they're driving around the national parks. So, I get the duty of watching the dogs and the house, and that's okay because when I come up from Florida after spending time in my brother's place. And then I come to my little cabin and open the door. It's always like, how can anybody live like this? So I'm in my daughter's place, which is much larger and cleaner and neater, and no clutter, and indoor plumbing. My gosh, it's hilarious. They removed the snow on my driveway too, so I just have to get some more snow out between vehicles and get it off the car and the truck. And we're about 30 inches ahead of the last of the normal snowfall here for this time of year. 30 inches, and that's 30 inches of snow it's not melting. In Fairbanks, it just keeps accumulating. So I think we're up to over 80 inches, which is more than normal. So it's snow, and I'm not bringing any heat up from Florida to melt it. back to you, Kale. Oh, by the way, interesting to hear the Chicago story there. Heilman's definitely became my brand back then, back in the day. I think it used to be Budweiser was very popular, and then Heilman's old style. And Mother's, was that in Rush Street? I met my wife in a bar called the Lodge, right there off of Rush Street. Back to you, KL5 Oscar Golf.
Well, it wasn't Rush Street. Street itself. It was maybe a couple blocks away from that. What was it, Dearborn or Clark or something like that? But in that general area, now there were just so many clubs and bars there, restaurants and a lot of the retail. It was a really, really neat area. And it was, the center of life in Chicago back in the 70s and 80s.
I remember those days well. I had a good time there, and maybe Elston Avenue or Clark Street. I don't. There were various areas with Anyway, don't want to bore people that don't know Chicago with all that, but I do remember those days well. It's kind of overcast here today in Fairbanks, and I think I haven't been outside yet, but I think the weather says it's about 7 below zero, and we're slowly warming up and getting more daylight, and it's actually good to be back. 1 month away was okay, but it's always good to be back home, sleeping in your own bed. But I'm not sleeping in my own bed. I'm sleeping in my daughter's and son-in-law's bed. So always something. Anyway, I will clear. This is KL5 Oscar Golf.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for the memories. Just down the street from the Playboy Mansion. And in the other direction, the Playboy Club. Those were the days. We were having a lot of fun. 73 to Jim, KL5OG. Linda, if you don't mind, I almost forget, Doug, who reminded me that he was waiting to get checked in, so it won't take long. We'll be right back to you. So let's go to KK7HLD, KK7NYC, over to you.
Good morning, Roger. The radio's working. I tried checking in, but I think I screwed up your Florida guy there. I am home. It's 53 degrees. It's going to be 53 all day, I think, and it's cloudy and about ready to rain, I think, but... yeah, it's not too bad. Went out to breakfast this morning and with some friends and my wife, and now we're home and gave the doggy a treat. And I woke up this morning and in the night I my tongue. in at flood down the side of it. It was like clear. I would have woke up, I thought, if I bit my tongue. But I must have bit it hard enough that I bled, my tongue bled. So it kind of surprised me and frightened me for a minute. I'll take care.
Okay,
we're
back to reset.
And you're right, the dog didn't know what time it was this morning at all. So anyway, if you're having a good day.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Oh, there is nothing more painful than biting your tongue. The inside of your cheek or lip is bad enough, but the tongue, if you're chomping away at something and you hit your tongue, it can really cause some damage. I'm shivering just thinking about it. Just to let you know, your signal is not nearly as strong as it is normally. You're probably on a handheld or something. Quite a bit of path noise and missed a little bit here and there, but just to let you know, we copied most of it. Back to you.
Okay, well, maybe I'll turn the power up or something, but anyway, it's a good day, and everybody's happy, and my tongue stopped bleeding, so I'm good to go.
Okay, glad you survived. Oh, that hurts so bad. Hey, thanks so much for your check-in. Sorry, I didn't quite know the window for a while, but we got you, and that's a good thing. So enjoy the rest of your weekend. Now, Linda, thanks for your patience. K5GRLK0K1A. You know, do they do, I'm sure they do now. I don't remember when that started. Summertime in Germany. Sommerzeit, Nishar. Over to you.
Yeah, hello, Roger, K0KON, you're from K6L. Good morning, Alaska. Good afternoon, East Coast, and the rest of the world. they didn't always do it. I remember when they changed the time in Germany to daylight savings, and the one big issue they could come up with, I guess that's the best argument they could have, was it would affect the cows because, they have to be milked at a certain time, and so it'll change the time when the cows will be milked. So that's what I remember about that. I don't like many people, I don't like the changing back and forth. And so I have one atomic clock, and then I have a weather station that also, sets itself. And normally I know when I come down here in the morning that my atomic clock changes itself. And this morning, and I come down and say, did the battery die? Then I realized it was showing the current Eastern time, 3 hours, ahead of us. And I said, oh, that's interesting. So I changed, and while we were talking here, the topic came up. I said, wait a minute, I have my weather station too. And it did the same thing. It was Eastern time, the current Eastern time. So I had to push the button there, Pacific, and it changed it to Pacific, of course. But I never had to do that. But it would do goofy things, like for a couple of days. So in the morning, Sunday morning, it has a new time, the atomic clock. And then in the evening, it would change back to the old time. And in the next day, for 2 days, it changed back and forth. So I'm used to that. At first, it would freak me out, but I'm used to it. I've had the clock for a couple decades, but now I don't know what to expect because it never did this before to change to Eastern. When the time changes. So I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight and tomorrow. But I sure don't like that. So that's my experience with the time change. K6L, back to you, Roger.
Yes, it is so aggravating. I've got an atomic clock that I've had for 2-3 years, I suppose, and I'm more or less in an interior spot clocks, and it can't pick up a signal from WWV out in Colorado. So I've got to set the stupid clock in the living room window in order for it to change. And there's no way to manually change it. So I'm, you know, right now I think it reads, let's see. Oh, you know what? It's right now. Because I think we're still on time from last fall. I don't know. I can't remember anyway. It's the correct time now, so that's a good thing. Back to you. Oh, you mentioned cows. You know, that's a big complaint here, of course, also, is that domesticated animals and pets just don't, of course, they don't realize what's going on. Back to you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and okay, six down here. That's the Roger. So the other thing I remember that's also cuckoo. So they a few years ago they changed the day they would jump back and fall because it interfered with the trick or treaters. I remember that. That was so crazy, and so they moved it to the first Sunday in November, because trick-or-treating is October 31st, so they changed it to, we're not setting the clock back until the first Sunday in November. I think they should just leave it at standard time, don't mess with nature, because when I was working, what bothered me was after they changed it, after we spring forward, you know, it's still dark when I headed to work, and then I came out of work, and it was dark, too, you know, at times, you know, so you miss the whole day. Don't mess with nature. It's better when we, you know, change the daylight changes naturally a little bit at a time than you jump the whole hour. So it's just crazy. Just leave. Don't mess with nature is my take. K6L, back to you, Roger.
Well, I kind of agree with you. I'm not sure how beneficial it is these days. I'm sure the environmentalists would say that we should continue doing it. I've never seen any data that indicates how much we save by doing the daylight saving time. But anyway, I'm just of a mind, whatever, and roll with the punches. Back to you if you have anything more, Linda.
Yeah, thank you, Archer. K0KUN from K6L. Well, it's a beautiful day here. We are going on to 70s. We're going to be in the higher 70s today, they say. So should be nice. Sun is bright. And I need to get some pink shades. Just kidding. Well, okay, I hope everybody else is enjoying their Sunday. And so that'll be my 73, and we'll talk next time. K6L, back to you, Roger.
Well, thank you, Linda. I'm very happy that you've become quite a regular on the Alaska Morning Net. Always nice to have new people that stick with us. So we'll say 73 to you as well. And as they say over there, QC. That's bye-bye, and have a good rest of your Sunday. We're looking for more check-ins. If you would like to join us on the Alaska Morning Net, just jump in here. Give me your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. Let me know if you're mobile short time or not in North America. And be sure to leave a pause in between each transmission. If you'd like to join us on the Alaska Morning Net, please come now.
007 Yankee November Golf, mobile.
Kilo 4 November Hotel Victor, K4NHV.
This is November 7 Mike X-Ray Tango M7 MXP Bruce and Overcast Tigerville.
This is November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. November 7, Foxtrot Golf Papa. Scott in Jamestown, New York.
6, Golf Echo November. Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Echo November. Charles in Ontario, California.
Okay, that round we have KF6GEN, N7FGP, N7MXT, K4NHV, and WB4JEE. The mobile station, your call sign went by me too quickly, and you're at the top of the list anyway because you are a mobile station. So please come back and take your turn. The mobile station that just tried to check in on this round, I believe, is a six-call sign district. If you are still there, please come with your call and take your turn. Well, negative copy, so we will just go right to WB4JEE. I think we always discuss this twice a year when it happens. The question of the day is, what do you think about daylight saving time? Do you, if you had any change of heart one way or the other, give us your views. Go right ahead, Hollis.
This is WB4JEE.